Happy Friday, Grizzlies. I hope that you are well. I hope that you've had a good week. If you've been there with me in the live streams, thank you so much. Oh my word, it's been quite a week, huh? Jesse Krzyzewski, verdict. Caitlin Armstrong, verdict. That was so cool. That timing was really, really great. Saved by the verdict from that prosecutor's long-ass rebuttal. But man, those defense attorneys in Caitlin Armstrong's closing arguments, that was pure entertainment. I mean, it's really not supposed to be, but I'll watch that again because it was just too ridiculous. Rick. Anyway, so I hope you were there. If you weren't, go check it out. I've timestamped everything for you. And also, so those were two great things this week, right? And then I know I didn't cover the boy in the box trial at all, but I did see that Tim Ferriter has been sentenced. Do you feel like his sentence is long enough for what he did? Let me know. Anyway, so what is this about? This is a mini podcast for you. Now, as adamant as I am that I am a YouTuber, not a podcaster, I do have podcast episodes available for you. If you just search for podcast in the search bar, you should be able to find all of them. And this is one of those, it's like a voice note, aka mini podcast episode. But I was watching Defense Diaries the other day and he was adamant. He's like, that's Bob Motta, right? He's like, I am not a YouTuber. I'm a podcaster. And I'm like, whoa, okay, the audience must get so confused because I'm like, listen, people. And we all, they're on YouTube. I'm like, I am a YouTuber, okay? I am not a podcaster. And he's like, I am not a YouTuber. I am a podcaster. I'm like, oh, damn. Anyway, so what is the point? Okay, so the link is in the description box for you for the live stream later where we're going to go over all the latest Delphi documents, which I'm also uploading to this post for you. So scroll to the bottom. You'll see the documents there. That's what I'm going to be going through. Lots of heavy legalese, although there's a letter that was unsealed from an inmate, Robert Baston. You may remember his name because we saw like a one-pager letter from him that he wrote earlier. Then he was supposed to appear in court. Then he, what I call chicken out, but didn't chicken out, was according to his new letter that was sealed and has just been unsealed. He wrote this in June of 2023, okay? So in this letter, he's alleging that he was scared. And that's also one of the things we discussed. What if he was coerced or scared to go to the courtroom or something like that? It seems like it. But of course, we've got to take it with a grain of salt. You don't know what his motives are or why he's saying these things, but yet we're going to look at that letter, okay? It's attached for you. And we'll be reading through that later together. And yes, Judge Cole has completely thrown the court clerk under the bus. Nice one, Judge Cole. So we're doing that. Then I wanted to tell you, I am going for a beautiful fall cycle. Any minute now, I gotta go because the sun goes down. You know, already at like by 5 o'clock, the sun is down. So I gotta get out there, go on the cycle, and I'm gonna do my best to either take some pictures for you or I wanna take you to that little duck pond again and just walk around there quick and show you again, especially for new patrons who haven't seen it. As you know, sometimes if I go outside for a walk or for a cycle or to the city, I haven't been to the city or anywhere else in ages because I'm just working all the time, but that's okay. The point is when I go, I love to take you guys along and show you things. So I'm going to go out there, get a little bit of movement in, come back and get all ready to highlight the crap out of all these documents so that I can show you all later. Okay, so I will see you then. Thank you so, so much for being a patron. You know that this is one of the best sources of support for the work that I do. So I really, really appreciate you being here. And I will see you in the next one. I just want to say as well, Willow, our new cat, right? She's doing fine. She went for her sterilization operation and she's doing great. The little plaster they gave her came off and then I was freaking out and I cycled to the vet and I'm like, oh my word, okay, a plaster came off. And they're like, so that's fine. That's normal. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, sorry about that. So yes, but she is fine. Everything's great. Her and Fury are getting along great. And also, I put my Christmas tree up. Yes, I might insert some pictures of that if you want to see. Oh yes, nice and early this time. Because I'm one of those that it just really, after Christmas, it feels like should we not take it down? But then Raphael doesn't like it if we take it down too early because, you know, he never had it. Growing up, like he never had a Christmas tree growing up. It was not allowed. Okay. There's a whole nother story. The point is I put it up early so that we can have it up a little longer and we both compromise. Okay. Like I'm like, okay, but like maybe by the new year, can we take it out? So we shall see. Okay. I think some of you are going to snark it up at me in the comments and be like, just let him have his Christmas tree up. Leave your comments below. Okay. I will see you later. Okay. Bye.